أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى السماء كيف رفعت. In the previous ayat we read the day of Qiyamah will overshadow everything, and in fact a person will forget everything. That day will be so great, and so it will have such a great impact on him. And then the condition of the non-believers, Allah Ta'ala explained, and amongst that their faces will be filled with the fear, with great fear, which any one person can make out, that they are extremely frightened. And other qualities of the people of Jahannam, and then the people of Jannah, that their faces will be radiant, splendid and shining on that day, and other great qualities of what enjoyments they will have on that day. Then Allah Ta'ala explained some of His Qudrat around us, so that by which we can recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And particularly, since the Arabs were the direct recipients of the Qur'an, so Allah gives an example of that. And in other places, the whole Qur'an Sharif is filled with all the beautiful expositions of Allah's Qudrat all around us all the time. However, it was Hazrat Zamam ibn Tha'alaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explains that when they are traveling by the camel, and how they see Allah's Qudrat all around. First of all, as the person traveling on the camel looks at the camel itself, and it is a very strange and fascinating creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, how Allah has made it, its features, etc., very strange and fascinating. And all that is to recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and at the same time that see the camel is so loyal to its master that under difficult conditions it keeps on serving the master. Without water, it takes water and it lasts it for how long, and it just carries on traveling day and night. It walks through bushes and through thorns and everything. So for the way one side, that is the great Qudrat of Allah, how Allah has made this a dromedaris, the ship of the desert. And on the other hand, that when the camel is so obedient to its master, how much more obedient mustn't be a human being to his real master, to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The master of the camel didn't make the camel. He doesn't, nothing like that, just that he gives it its food, etc. But more than that, what does he do for the camel? But the camel in return does so much for him. So when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is our creator, and then how much more obedient mustn't man be to Allah Ta'ala. The next Allah says, as you are traveling on the camel in the desert, how long are you going to look at the camel? You will want to look around. So if you lift your gazes, then you will see the sky. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Then look at the sky and how Allah has raised the sky. If a person thinks that the sky, one important point to understand all this and all the matters of deen, we must not judge it by what we know and by what science has told us. Quran Sharif is not subject to the scientific explanations, but scientific explanations are subject to Quran Sharif. What the Quran Sharif says, that is our iman and yaqeen. Today, unfortunately, very many people of us, we judge the Quran according to scientific explanations. And we even want to explain the Quran Sharif according to scientific explanation. Whereas the Quran is the word of Allah. It is 100% true, and it has stood the test of time for over 1400 years. Whereas scientific theories have been changing all the time. Theories that were accepted as gospel truth later were proved to be completely wrong, and now there is a new theory. So we must never ever judge the Quran Sharif according to science, but science has to follow in the light of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says the sky is a solid object. Science say it is just the limit of the vision of man, and it's got its color because of the sea, etc. But it is definitely a solid subject, a solid object. So Allah Ta'ala says, look at the sky, and then how we have raised the sky. How high the sky is, the sun, which is about 150 million kilometers away from us, is also below the first sky. And then the stars, the moon are all below the first sky. So how high is the sky? No matter what telescopes they have and they want to measure it, they cannot find. They are just at the moment finding more and more galaxies of stars. And all this is below the first sky. How high the first sky, we cannot imagine. Then Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. See how we had built it and raised it up. If we want to put a slab on our building, we know how much of scaffolding we need, how much of shutter board is required, how lot of steel is required. But Allah raised the sky with just this one command. And in other places of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, there are no columns that you see that are holding the sky up. The roof of the masjid here is held up by the four walls around, by columns which we can see here. But the sky, Allah has kept it up without any columns, without any roofs support, any walls supporting it, nothing whatsoever. It is just there. And then, no matter which building of ours, no matter how strong it is built, whether it lasts for 100 years or 1,000 years, but then cracks come into that building, into that roof, into that building. Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ. Do you see any crack in the sky? For how many years the sky is there and you don't see any crack? And then Allah says, ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. To return and make another inspection again. And this refers to make multitudes of inspections. Do you find any crack in the sky? So as that the camel driver is driving in the desert, he looks up at the sky now and he marvels at this creation. And a person who has got a natural disposition immediately realizes there is a maker of this, that it has not just come on its own. Nothing falls or comes on its own. So much so, in the desert, that the person traveling on the camel, when he sees the waist of a camel, and then he realizes that a camel has gone past this way. That is why the waist of the camel is there. Then he says, when the waist of a camel, that indicates that a camel has gone here. Then all the creation around us, how can't it indicate that there is a maker of all this creation? That it has not just come on its own haphazardly, but it has been created by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So, and also, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that if there is a typewriter, a broken typewriter laying somewhere, the olden times typewriter, and a few monkeys jump on it and they produce perfect literature, it is impossible to believe. The monkey is just jumping on a broken typewriter and it produces perfect literature. It cannot. So just things getting together in this world and the perfect system of the world coming in order, it cannot be. There is a maker and a creator of it, and that is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So by looking at the sky, we should look up at the sky, and there are many du'as to be recited, and at that time also a person looks at the sky. And with that, we should recognize this creator and maker, the great being, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So these are all signs of Allah which are strewn all around us, and by which we should take the cognizance of and realize the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat and power of Allah, and all this should bring into us respect and honor and love of Allah in our hearts. May Allah bless us. Wa akhiru da'wana.